Talking today with Francie Toley, who's State Director for the Farm Service Agency of USDA here in the state of Oklahoma. Francie, we've got some important deadlines coming up real quickly on producers in regards to the 2008 farm law and farm programs for 2010. Tell me about these dates that are coming up so quickly.
Okay, the first date that we have that's coming up is the June 1st deadline to sign up for ACRE and DCP. And this is an annual sign-up, so producers have to come in every year and do this. And in the past, we've had some extensions, but this year there are no extensions. There are no late-filed applications, so producers need to get into their county offices by June 1st.
If they do not for some reason, they are basically out of the program then?
That's correct.
Okay, so this is obviously something that if they want to qualify for the supports, including direct payments, if they're in the traditional program, they've got to get in and sign up, correct?
Yes, that's right. And right now we are about 10 to 15% behind where we were a year ago at this time. And so we just want to remind producers, you know, if you're participating in any programs, you need to be in contact with your FSA office. Again, I can't stress enough, there are no extensions. It's June 1st.
Now, as far as sign-up is concerned, we're talking about for both the traditional program, but also for ACRE. If they did not sign up last year, they've got the opportunity to sign up for the 2010 crop. Is that correct?
Right. Last year, if they signed up for ACRE, they're going to be in the ACRE program continually through the end of the farm bill, but they still need to go in and sign up. But this is for the ACRE program. If for some reason you weren't in 09 and you decided you wanted to be in 2010, you wanted to participate in the ACRE program, you would be doing that right now. And if producers are thinking about that, they certainly need to be looking at their own situation and deciding, you know, we hit a time last year where the ACRE program worked for Oklahoma wheat producers very well. That won't necessarily be the situation for 2010. So we have a lot more unknown variables this year than we did last year when people were signing up for ACRE.
Now, for those folks that signed up and are in the ACRE program, they signed up because they were, for the most part, wheat producers. They signed up. They're in the program. Tell me a couple of things. First of all, if they've not proven their yields as of yet, this is a time they really need to get that done, correct?
That's right. They need to, when they go in to sign up for their program for the 2010 program, they also need to be providing production for the 2009 if they signed up in ACRE. So if they haven't done that already, they need to do that. For instance, maybe they did go in and sign up for DCP and ACRE early on so they could get an advance payment. But they didn't sign up or they didn't prove production. They need to do that right now.
What is the advantage of proving production?
Well, the ACRE program takes into account whatever production you had on that farm the previous 5 years. So if you had higher yields than, say, the county average that would be used for a plug yield, you're going to be better off going in and using your own yields. So it could mean a better payment for producers.
One other thing on the ACRE sign-up, if a person is in the ACRE program from the new 2009 crop year, we told them, of course, at the time of sign-up last summer that payment will be coming sometime in the fall of 2010. Have you gotten any sort of a feel from the Washington office regarding when an ACRE payment might be made on that 2009 crop?
It's probably going to be, like we said, next fall because we've got to have the national average marketing year price. So, you know, we're going to get that the middle of summer, and we're looking at probably, you know, early fall, September, October.
Any estimates at this point as far as what kind of number of dollars are going to be put in the pockets of Oklahoma wheat farmers because of sign-up last summer?
No, that's really a loaded question because it's so different for everybody. But I can say, you know, some producers are going to be looking at a pretty good payment. I hate to even speculate, but some of them are going to be pleasantly surprised, or maybe they know what's coming already. But some of them are going to receive a good payment.